Logalog, get out of the woods and onto the path as quick as you can. Now get going. Easy-like.
As soon as the party tried to shuffle off quietly, the crows dropped even lower, cawing agitatedly. Skipper distracted the birds' attention by grabbing the food packs and laughing loudly.
Ha-ha! You winged vermin! Is this what you want? Fresh bread and good soft cheese? I wager there's a few little cakes in these packs, too. Let's take a look, eh?
Loosening the straps on the two small knapsacks, he swung them in the opposite direction from the retreating red wallers. There were cakes, some candied chestnuts too. The whole lot, together with bread, cheese and cider flask, scattered wholesale, bouncing off tree trunks and spilling into the shrubbery. Squawking and pecking at one another, the scavenging crows fought among themselves as they pounced on the food. Skipper threw back his head and roared,
"Red wall!"
Stunning the birds in his path with thwacks from his javelin, he took off after the main party, who were now plunging headlong through the woodlands. Rugum and Bickle had not been scared since the crow's first appearance. Surrounded by big grown-up red wallers, they felt perfectly safe. Bickle was swept along, two shrews holding her paws, lifting both footpaws from the ground. She was carried on with giggling as she dangled in the air. It was good fun. Rugum ran on his own for a while, then stumbled and fell. Before he could be alarmed at the main body passing him by, he was swept up onto Skipper's powerful shoulders. Grabbing the otter's ears, the mole babe hung on gurgling.
He beats a girt game. Can he go faster, Zora Skip?
By the sound of the crows behind him, Skipper could tell they had decimated the food packs. Keeping his eyes on the path ahead, he assured the incorrigible mole babe.
Aye, mate. We'd best step the pace up. Those birds will be coming after us soon. Move on up there, mates! Faster!
Some of the older creatures were panting hard, so Skipper's two otter crewmates and the Gowsham shrews gallantly lent helping paws to speed them onto the safety of the path. Now the crows were on the trail, their raucous cawing echoing louder as they approached. Girdle Spring slowed his pace, allowing Skipper to catch up with him. The cell hog glanced over his shoulder, puffing and panting.
"Can't go on much further, Skip. You go on. I'll stay here and make a stand for us. Should hold him off for a while."
Skipper shoved an end of his javelin into the hedgehog's paws.
"No such thing, mate. Who'd be left to brew good ale and cordials for the abbey? See, there's the path up yonder. Grab a hold of this javelin with me. We'll run together."
Rugum reached over and patted Girdle's spiked head.
"Yer, come on, Zur. Uzzins won't leave any behind."
Logalog was first onto the path. He shouted to his shrews as they hurried out of the woodlands.
"Grab some stones, Gowsham. We'll show those scurvy scum."
More red wallers poured out onto the open path as they took the shrews' advice and gathered pawfuls of rough stones.